we've decided by an invisible coin toss that Jane is going to be first today. And I left my little piece of paper that has a little bit of information on it that I wanted. And Jane is from Tucson. She's living here in the Bay. Her first book is called My Enemies. It came out from this publisher called The Song Cave. It was the second book published by the press. And you can tell because there's a number that's eternally etched onto its spine. And I love how I was looking at one of the other books last night, and it was number 7, but it's not a title on the spine, which is a curious way. So you can have a beautiful little library of numbered volumes that you'd want to read, maybe in sequence. And her work is elsewhere in various journals and such, and she's pursuing a PhD at Berkeley. One of the reasons that, I don't know, this was like an undercharm that was working to put these two people together, because after I'd invited each of them and they'd each accepted, I realized, oh dear, I met Jane when we were in a play of Alice Notley's that was produced in Oakland at the Omni last October, a year ago. And Jane had the lead role of Anne in Alice Notley's play Anne's White Glove. And there's been one other production in the world of this play in New York City in circa 1985, and it was conducted by Ada Katz, who is Vincent's mother, or directed and you know, produced. Yeah.
Yeah. A small company put together.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's something working in the undercurrents that brought us all together here today that has to do with that mystery of that play and the dramatic form. There's been some beautiful reviews of Jane's work, and I think that they share the sense of a kind of exploration of the analytics, maybe, of the poetry, and also a sense of like that there's a remarkable poet here, and it's a very beautiful first book, and I think we may hear some new work beyond that first book as well today. So please welcome Jane Gregory.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here and to read with and meet Vincent. And okay. I'm actually not reading anything from that book unless you all tell me that it's not going well, and then I can switch. I mean it though. Okay. So I'm reading fairly new work. Quite a few of the poems that I will read have the same title, and that title is Prophecies, but it's spelled differently than, you know, real prophecies. It's P-R-O-F-I-C-E-S, and it's not a word that exists elsewhere. Okay. Prophecies. That it goes from all shall be well to oh well. Knock, knock. Everything is a pattern of yeses and no. Now is only not otherwise, and sobriety is death, for the moon is a licked wound, the glimmering innards of a ripped whale, and obscures the world's terrific exit. Obscured the world's terrific exit. I want to thank what is clear for the grimness. What the future's retrojection bore a hole right through the dot commune, whereas it currently stands. And what the moon thus shed its singleness, as if it were real, and behold, the world's terrific. Prophecies. Why do I need my ideas validated for me? The index of prophecy is light. So that I understand the world with all its signatures visible, light, icicles, feces, profit of the world was made panic, and then its exit, immiseration, graced. I have extra nerves, maybe too much coffee. It helps to talk about it. Action is content, and content without any action is desire. There is a flashing forth by which I enter your heart and instruct you. Get me to the brouhaha, the cry of the devil and the cloth of the clergy, the hubbub, bubba, go. Scum up the wilderness, and then you will see some of the light lift in the grass the moss was in the clover of. What everything is but mine, dug under the little I cannot instrument. Man, I have imperceptible knowledge, a lot, guys, and work very little all of the time, so that your desire is strong as it should be, to call attention to the title's own, to unhurt with, be smart about, and redact, while healing what makes you make them, your faces. Is that a weird, is there a weird noise on the mic?
It's something outdoors.
Oh, okay. Prophecies. I understand where all this is going, so nothing I anticipate happens except to what it happens upon. Everything takes great effort, though I am more and worse than a coupon. For what will you go to this? For what shall you like it? Here must be a bad vortex, said everyone of where they find themselves, since everything, since every known thing only occurs to me, each thing occurs not to overcome what is else, but hey, everything takes great effort. What of it? Stop it, or what if it stops? What if it stops? Whelm the field, whelp it, whelm the field, your face okayed, my shame, and by it, help it. Prophecies. Driven to no tone, water strung out on the stones, wind rung, you are rising, as will for all that doesn't, or risen, a figure solidly wasted, neither put forth as a specific soldier, my face surprised by the hand that put something in him, my mouth surprised by the hand that put, this way it won't be for very long. Not for much will the flayed be sucked up through a straw, not for much longer. Whether or not I have a sense of it, young history, I hate it. Some of them also have two titles, like this one, Prophecies / Not Special. It's maybe not a good idea. Because of the wires, and because I am afraid we use too many of the invisible forces get weepy about my ignorance, circumagitate the reft, boss the ether nether from whence I pass, stupidly as a person, apace the upper worlds whose late effect is realized as the throne knowledge that I forget, but in the face of it I do. So whatever sincerely you have to show up for, substitute, it must be with visible relinquishment at the speed of swans, the wolf, hope, what have you, sent up with other pluses and do still not become uncomfortable to be around, get with, neither impose your relinquishment on others, either your ambition, oops. But since I am it, confident that I am not, what it meant as another meanness, and out, far out, out of little, not much, not whirlwindy, nor special, alive. And I don't want to work on what's prepared for never to end, and I wonder, can you feel my love point from many a wondrous grot and secret cell, and having after it, let us go, come, yes, to have, to truly have, empty space for her monument. Prophecies. The day felt it was an event. The last is only imaginary, but there is speed without your time. They're ill to believe everything issues from flesh, the bells, dry bones, the wind, breath fouled by the corners of their mouth where they keep how she feels about herself. Soon it would be less easy for him to contain what they aren't and what he said. Survive, the sun soon allied to the wound, the word to the gesture, the living conceal. The living conceals the end it protects. I shall come to rest in the crotch of the tree. And what else? Not everything takes great effort, right? And is in my nature to be wrong and redeem me. So I've given up all your gentleness for you. Try hard to take it back. For when the dead equal all created, and the archive lives for itself, and on what decays the map of decay, and if still all my feelings just go about, and I just cannot, or tell how early it is to try any more to feel how it is so late? Or what if only I am the way I think things are? Weird, how things seem ways, how some pleasures are not good for you. Work. Prophecies, or giddy up. What was learned by the waves of their unending under the wind, which irritates the sand, was either not long for this world or to not long for it. Mess with me, will the sentence be the baby of the best of us, which takes from all the rest of us? It must be time, that unlimiter of suffering, unlatching itself around an occasion by which I am obsessed, into which I am hurled and cannot stand. Paranoia is a being beside oneself, though I am looking in the mirror at nothing like my real face. Come out of the tent and do not be dead. I give up all the strangers and the not yet strangers for whom I only aim to continue the banquet of your rage and all our wrong memories together, strangers to each other, all in each one, nothing and a band of nothing and others nothing beside us. No, I am the unlimiter, untimelier, but infirm, fear interned, and that I feel what I cannot feel. I am proof of concept, an abstract mode, trying to be practiced, despairing to prosper. I am writing and describing myself writing, and suddenly beside a horse in a field where everything is a version of everything else. After a deep silence to which I have neither listened nor left. When sense was a spoon in the brain, I was a prince, and I want to go home. Just like, you know, isn't it just this that there is, or isn't there just nothing else? Cruelty built bird's nest out of birds, or declarative lie the birds on the field. To keep memory elsewhere, I was in the woods. And all I want's in the woods, to be in the woods where everything is ambiguous from inside this transition and the moon just goes behind that cloud, just like the point is the same as its ruin. And why not ruin everything? Everything that waves and every single wave to indicate a first awareness of its own death. Tenderer, tenderer now. Now grief's beach, a great offering to which I am not bolted. A drowning, having borrowed oneself's becoming and another's un. Insofar as love is about death, one has observed the efforts of the tide and then directly seen the eyes of the wolf, and then that whole wolf relinquish all the difficulty and how difficult it is to be a wolf, as it is so difficult to be a wolf. Because I am nothing, it is impossible to hate me for saying, say, the book of memory and death was a lyric subject, after the death thereof, in a prose lyric compared to a painting. And already I'm at the wrong party, and everybody is an audience who hates me. The painting is Niagara Falls. Very well. The party is the noise going on and on. Tenderer, tenderer now. Now I went to look after self in the index of one book as a beginning. I described myself as thinking of inventing the self as a thing to be indexed. This just isn't going to do it. I forgot to observe all of the first things you would never, my brother. Meanwhile, just this baby was. I want to rally to end all rallies. I want to do something really, really good. You are reading it. If you don't understand, it is almost as though I never was. Spend all your time willing and get heavier and heavier at the elbows. Bury your hands and just keep burying them. I think I am becoming a hero, and this is what it feels like. That was the first poem I wrote after I had a kid, which is a good excuse for whatever. Prophecies. For the remainder, give us not your nothing at the core of it, nor your spiral unfurled, revealing horizontal space, a blanket. But bid the wings you send to lift the universe by its corners. Suffery, then, as a bellow from the blue sky of having so little range. Yeah, no. Something is going on. Let me tell you what I know of my own mind, the basic I feel myself to be. No more but just noise for the maintenance of confidence, to focus the sun on underborn wiles, in but also on whichever language dead life fronts. Prophecies. I charged this language in the lands of my fat, so bring low the rock, the dust it hides. In fire, say this sigh, let the world be stump, riddled with holes, holes fill the holes, with its seed gross in your own things, juggle my thighs, the moon through the trees. Ted says, this is not about a TED talk. Someone thought that, and I just want you to know it's the actual person. I mean, not that those aren't actual people. Ted says it is real and eternal and tries to keep it that way, and in the comment feed beneath the dream, okay, I'm starting over, I added extra words. Ted says it is real and eternal and tries to keep it that way in the comment feed beneath the dream of the flesh-eating dolphin whose name was Asian, so as to remove it from wherever else it appeared. There became an invitation to a new phase, which I accepted by going through, and just beneath it was trending, world of the end, in a figurative but diminutive alphabet, including triangles, black widows, probably snake eyes. That thus configured said, millennia are real and life is easier if none of my desires are for me, until whatever thought had kept for itself went into an extant room to found a new tense, a new way of willing the future's end, and then the drums came down from the sky as though not everything were not okay, and out of the rend, slippery and daylit, one washed up on the shore of the bay, to vomit that suasion dispatched by the gesture's only aspiration. Forgiven an irony like I can avoid by haphazarding it as a wizard who wills that I wooded it. Prophecies. Everything is wrecked, just fine, but how do you know the raven to be no mirror to the leaf, leafy shadow through which you know whatever you know that nothing happens to? I know it was special for you, but I always have to go, for I am the lung of the biosphere and non-discursive truth. Yea, so toil, smart women be mean, my brain, refuse all work that makes more for others. My brain, obstinate failure of thought to escape itself. I am, bearable self begun by the light of the sky we are driven against, the sky under which each committee covers his feet in my house. Each committee comes to cover his feet in my house. This is the longest reading I've given in a long time. Does it feel long? Okay. Prophecies. What arrives? No. What arrives, boss, to total vacancy? Neon gods will come, you're welcome. Vacant of origin, you're welcome. There is no inside to the wild, to the body forged forgery of my body looking at its white young. As each self abolished in order to form again from not what was thanked or handed over, time existed to keep everything from happening at once and was running out, so everything clamored to happen at the cost of what was happening. So as the redeemed clamored for demand, so as the revealed revealed also how to bear it. Paranoia was what survived of what could happen. In the moments knowledge passed through, unapprehended, moments gathered into an ignorant army of avid ends. This one is called Prophecies/Book. This is a book of paranoia, obviated by paranoia. It exists as a delusion scrapped by reality. Okay, I'm going to say one thing before I start. So in that other book, there were all of these poems called Book I Will Not Write. So this poem is supposed to be like sort of one of those. Okay. I'm starting over too. This is a book of paranoia obviated by paranoia. It exists as a delusion scrapped by reality. It is called Ruin Hath. They have me. It worries. What if they this they may see, and begs of them, will you let time, my thoughts wander, be done with me, O time, fermented time? For ruin hath ruined everything, adds up to nothing. Do you really not know, harms and fears, what you are doing? The book's calmest form is, well, I'm but a medium for ideas, and in truth, the ideas too are just medium, regular. This is a book of greetings because its source experiences everything as a confrontation that must be recognized to first face, then evade. Hurt, a high, to that grief for which the word is reserved. It is a book of rain, falling on tenterhooks over the gate and the gashes to go through it. I didn't write this book because I heard they were nearby and said, okay, and tried to devalue this object a second time, to preempt and follow the first, the one they executed. Paranoia reveals the gyrification of time, and that the maximum brain script is to minimize the body. The script is filled at the pharmacy on the way to go home to. A lean, for there is a lean to the world, so lean against it. Really, it's nothing to worry about, which makes us think nothing's real. Nothing, like everything, is measured in units of media, as I am a unit whose measure is taken by the ideas they put me through. Oh, why are they only thinking all my thoughts for me? And we can get anything, thus must be home to receive it. I was at home when they came, and I shoved the draft of that book in the mouth of the VCR. I could have retrieved it, but didn't, afraid what might have been shown when it played. For what if they this they may see, that they'd a failed escape before them? I am that, a failed escape from what you heard I live in, a unit, and as it, I live in it, as a failing state lives in a failing state that to live escapes. So they let me read you the end of the book, convinced beside myself I didn't write it. So I met my mill in the death, for planets are corporations too. Prophecies. From the gossip of villains to the last has gone to bed. What? Yes, and little else, to grant them but understanding. Explain well the beast without becoming it, such that claws at the crawling toward speech, a figure by whose flicker it forges what nothing maintains, and suffers like speech from what happens. All claims are false, irritable with fear, desire. From there we go to the bother of reason, what's the matter? To the bother of reason, what's the matter? Worms, unearthly good, like wood, whose God would will to wilt and do what thou wilt for. Well, every concept's a spell, to will its own exception. Prophecies. Nothing is all, and the matter that gets away is all that what the dead can't drive, and what, like the dead, with which I'm lousy, like what is known or as the known and what the known is told to say, gets away to stay, riven, ruled, driven to stay, what is away, drooled against nothing, or a way to say nothing, over and over different ways. Nothing whose indifference matters to me is built before the scheme and its transposition in neon, a no between now and never. Shh. Man, I don't need a micrograph to tell me it looks like what it feels like. Page break. Drugs. I'll have to just rethink that one later, I think. Okay. Now that I know death by residual technology, this one's a little bit longer. Sorry. Now that I know death by residual technology, lust was the last of the first last things, shit on by the shadow of a bird in an airplane, ridden by the woman, her shadow woman. Oh, does she gather leeches? Woe. Did she say life is like light through a window, glazed by the frenzy of slime? I came here to feel, to be like I'm dying, and that's the world. Whose backworld, zero-grade form, slathers its fleshy ills on film as a film, whose active form became an effect, its forces, actors, who station its train. While watching the film in the tower I saw from the bridge, and seeing the bridge beyond the screen from the tower, I was astonished. The bridge has increments. It is an eyelid whose lashes scaffold the sky, which, for $8, the plane also googles through. On everything we ride, always it has been that everything encountered is searched for later. Frenzy of slime, prefab tower. If it wasn't mine, it could be someday. And because I think thinking is conjunctive, turbulence is produced and stuck in your eye, respectfully. Thus, next to my farty neighbor, I know how it occurred to you when I was all like, what is necessary will arrange itself across this wrinkled earth, over which slithers the snake that featured in the last, meaning latest, baseless lie I told, the one about someone else's recent fascination with snakes as a way of dealing with sequenced losses of things that never were. It was a lie I told to express love to someone I didn't, a bid to undifferentiate it, a following of the order to take social risks that came running after the little ghost of a girl in the hallway where also their refusal went. Well, I ride these things so that thou mayest know me, and I'll turn my face. Who cares for that consequence of this decision and made a puddle of your shame? I, a very big man who makes a lot of money, try me, stepped over it, all the same, saying, excuse me, I must do some memory work. In the film, artists are the dead returned in an endless return after no return, return after no return, saying in seconds, you see, you don't have to prove anything anymore. You are accepted. You will be in your own new dimension. Hi, how are the impressions I have made upon you? Well, I like how you do something good. Let me, I say, achieve the dishes for you, the laundry, the garden, Cicero. With your consent, I answered the phone from what didn't seem to be coming any nearer until it did. It contained some interference, the fault of its turbulent specters, and the most beautiful letter written by a woman imaginable. Remember when Mom said she was lambasted by our dad, the bastard, on a terrorizing loop in the kitchen? This is nothing like that, save for the real unrest. Neither is it like my articular lurb towards desire, whose hurl gives back to the desire I have given you to give back to. Now, something should redden. There should be put some flame to end the fire with, some blood in the hotel where I am fucking this to travel with you. Thus, I have put here some companions with which you will also travel. One, I am, is the witch the internet is. Boss of all our ether, slid into our internethers, what relief feels like forgotten, if violet taken back, brusque to be unrisked, as I had meant to call this philosophy and for there to be no apologies, but of sudden assumption I've too much. The social shouldn't feel like a frisk. I've ashamed and ruthless something sold in case of all the mentionables. It is a matter of confession, no more. You see, she works with what is the matter, works that the leeches transvalue it in the aisle or hall near which you won't be long to arrive, will you? And stop about the necessity of rejectable things, regard them, thus saying, I am against achievement. I would not put a fountain in a pond, for it knows not what it is. It is I have to ungive up that theory that goes from puncture to future in which you have to need something to make it, and in what light? To what belongs the concepts I stopped caring, because reason had produced some excesses, such as some sense, so easily it could have been otherwise, everything. And why are they only thinking all of my thoughts for me existing, and how is it for them to know that I would not regard myself in any way, were not other people harmed? Do we start late, or am I? Do you know, like, how late?
I don't know.
10 minutes. Okay. Okay. Because I timed it, but I feel like the clock doesn't match. Okay. Prophecies. Surrendered by the cave, belief became its proof. There was no upper world except our exit from it. Bright blue and radiant heart. Fuck you. What's thinking and so smart? When I do this, so you don't have to, look at me, or to this provisional language, run off the struggle to function, toward which I aspire, and myself drag. Drag together, too, what thoughts are of, words, but not just, or always, what's begun again to lead, a satellite that sees itself, and in the weeds, words, but not just. I said panic comes upon those who hate her, mean panic comes upon those who hate her. prophecies, but it is an infinite command. I manage an image of clay, which was what was wanted. The obvious gray and thick wisdom, hey, real chaos, that gathered non-concept, a point that is not a point, the nowhere existent something or the somewhere existent nothing is a non-conceptual concept of freedom from opposition, the concept of gray, the gray point of the unreturned world encircled by its warning turd, because of which I am sorry, in that I want to belong to the ocean, because of what it looks like to see, money, comma. The point has no magnitude, but is still the inception of a line, and the line has no point, which is the portion I've hoarded, is swarming. The bower made by agitation. Everything exactly as incomprehensible as the world's recollection of the suggestion to manifest something in relation to power that is its own preposition and something about the lights of many houses, Bitcoin, about making actually something out of actually, making actually nothing out of actually something, even if that something is invisible, but for its effects on things, and drained of perfection also animates what remains to ask, what time is it? How goes the enemy? What time? Yet time for problems to turn off, to understand better and arrive at the ocean, muddy, looking sorry at what I have that effect on. I have a mayday in restricted space, too. Something has happened to my attention. Come, something has happened to my attention. Come. I want to go to the woods where you live and remember the pull you felt while dying. I didn't neither snap nor come to that life with which I will to experiment. Afraid what information will reach me so easily. Ease, lily, like the roses, neurosis, but whose retroaction are these flowers of? Are they fear, or is it time to hurl beneath the busking sun an upsplashed reel that flares to tell you in confidence that thinking is knowing, taking no object? Other way around, though all terms are search, and I am working, what is there still attends you and surrounds that fern's furrier as an error that understands its ground, like when and even though I thought I could live in an actuary, nevertheless, I would go on to ultimate a truth, like a future too uninteresting for a prophet to disclose. Can we carry on its wayward sun under the sign of which everything mishappens? Like history is a mystery because it rhymes with its opposite, not really. And no offense will love what I defend, even unknown to me. I will care for you. There will be no discerning on which side is the twilight like the one we are in. And when I get there, can I help let it be introduced by the fanfare in the distance it isn't? Lo, there is a world that proceeds through discovery rather than invention to the alley, alley, ocean free, alley, alley, absent free, go rhythm. Really, a mirror with nothing in front of it reflects everything. Stupid. Seriously, go. Let especially that return be continually self-critical, like of the tendency to conjure forth the lost and the broken, and then to think the origin of algebra or whatever will not only or not even restore them, but provide the grounds on which they will survive, or will have survived, be replaced by what survived them. For after the twilight, whichever one, there is still no sunlight thrown. For here is no reunion, no bone setting, so do not spend your attention. For I was using my flood voice, then fire stroke to determine what force is, but it's not expressive of. When the order was, make pentagon, and the reception of the order went through storm, what do you think I am doing looking at my phone? Hush, nugget, whilst drummed to the held center, neither horse nor rider, a river underwater runs its course, whose manager is an image thereafter. Thereafter, I manage only that. So maybe I'm going to the woods to make a coterie, and as a change it will be so total that we will have to call it a form. What precarities perch hurls when party, beast are hard to be. So maybe I'm going to the woods because I can break it down. Or show me what doesn't depend. Weather's rush deepened, I have to go. Earthy bliss embowered, call me back. Prophecies. A man and the dog I am, here I am, making a mystery of a death that I wanted to die on this rug, under you, danger, oh, and danger, dear danger, fur-lined camera, what abysses to be heard. Ta-da! A hold for what isn't, potent on its rack, all that I am master of, and let go. Thank you.